Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is on your mind. The number for that, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Conan, you've been playing a lot of Enderall lately. I actually got last Monday off, and for, I think it was last Monday. I don't know, time is kind of meaningless for me lately, but I got a Monday off recently, and I spent it playing Resident Evil Village. It's not a game that I can recommend for people who don't have a whole lot of spare time.
I haven't been playing a whole lot of Enderall this week. I play, like you, like once a week, like maybe 2 hours, and then that's it. I mean, it is prime time garden right now. I'm out there getting bit by the black flies, getting... just a beautiful tan on my back. I got that farmer tan going on right now. Yeah.
See, I haven't been able to get even once a week lately. I mean, this was the first time I played a game, I think, since like, or seriously sat down to play a game since like August of last year.
Yep.
A lot of that was because, you know, I had better things to do with my time or more interesting hobbies to do. Like I would play the guitar or something like that instead of playing a video game. But I finally did do that. And I can't, like I said, I just can't recommend it to someone like you because it's very Metroidvania style.
Scary. Which is the one with the... This is not Village, is it? This is something else?
This is Village, yes.
Oh, so this is with the creepy,
latest one.
The creepy vampire girl who's 8 feet tall following you around?
Yeah, I don't know that it's really creepy. It is at first. It's very unsettling.
She's hot, by the way.
A lot of them are hot.
And with the Southern Belle accent. Am I getting that correct? I've only seen like walkthroughs, real quick walkthroughs. I'm like, that's kind of...
She's not my type, right? But she probably would be considered hot.
Mm-hmm.
By
what about the daughters?
The daughters are for sure hot.
So
I mean, they're demon things, but that's one of my issues with the whole thing. The daughters are these in the Resident Evil universe. They're made up of bugs that release pheromones to mimic humans. It's a mess with your brain and make you think they're humans or something like that. It's all very stupid, and I would have been happy if they just said, oh yeah, they're witches, and we have witches in Resident Evil now.
They won't say witches.
No, they instead invent this crazy nonsense about bugs and pheromones. I'm like, can you just say witches? This is silly.
The only one that I ever played thoroughly was Resident Evil 4, which I really like, and actually I think there's a pretty good port, PC port, that's out there. It's on Steam right now. I have it on my wish list. But, I mean, always something else comes up that I want to play over top of that. So it's just I haven't gotten around to. But, I mean, I remember that it was like a contagion.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
about a virus, generally.
Isn't every Resident Evil a different germ or something?
I think so. I think it started with a T virus and then it became a G virus. And who knows? It's all very silly, and I wish they would stop with that because...
Very, very, well, have you seen the movies?
No, I avoid the movie.
With the umbrella symbol being the exact symbol that Wuhan uses.
I have not seen that, but I'm not surprised. I mean, the movies, any video game movie is terrible. It's just a way of taking money out of Germany and moving it to the United States without having to pay a bunch of taxes on it.
Yeah, but Jovovich is hot. And she plays in a lot of gothy sci-fi types that I would rather watch than anything else that's out there. And she was in Fifth Element. Come on.
I was never a fan of Fifth Element, man.
Whoa!
I tried repeatedly to watch that movie, and I'm just like, this is boring.
Holy crap, man.
I mean, I was like a teenager when I tried to watch it, so maybe I should revisit it as an adult.
I would recommend the rewatch. It's got Gary Oldman, it's got Bruce when he still had hair, and he hasn't played in 100 movies in this year. It's back in the day.
On the subject of Resident Evil 4, though, they are remaking it the same way they did 1, 2, and 3.
Curious.
So if you want to hold out on replaying it until the remake,
and buy it for $60? No. When I could buy the old one for $2 when it's 85% off.
I don't know, man. The Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3 remakes were
pretty
good. They justified the amount of money that I spent on 2 much more so than 3.
I'll wait.
Because 3 stripped out a lot of the content, apparently. But yeah, it's silly. Resident Evil 6 ends with this giant 80-foot tall praying mantis looking thing that got turned into that by some sort of virus. It's like, look, can we just stop? A virus isn't going to turn a human being into a giant praying mantis.
Speaking of bugs and bug girls with pheromones, have you heard about these cicadas?
I have not. Is there something weird going on with them? I haven't seen very many cicadas here in New Hampshire.
Exactly. Growing up in Florida, that was what you heard every summer when you walked out on the... Actually, you can hear them in the house. When you're watching a movie, you can hear these things outside. I used to refer to them as the Langoliers.
That was true in Mississippi as well. They were just everywhere.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
cacophony of noise if you went outside after dark.
You look at any pine tree and there's damn 50 of them. Their husks hanging off the side of them.
I hate their husks, man. They're just
cool.
So creepy.
This is the neatest part. So I'm researching the cicadas, and it turns out some
out of boredom.
No, well, and that's all they're talking about. It's like, well, now they're talking about eating them.
Who's eating cicadas?
NPR. Of course,
what?
This would be something that they're. Oh, you need this because they want you to stop eating meat, and of course, cow farts are destroying the world. Now, why don't you eat more bugs? This is one of their things.
Hold on. Because I don't listen to a lot of news or watch a lot of news or expose myself to a lot of news. Are you telling me that NPR is suggesting people stop eating cows and to start eating bugs instead?
This is nothing new. They've been talking about this for years. And it's not just NPR. It's all of these.
I know,
it's all these green, these greeny type news. They want us to all live in cubicles.
And eat bugs.
Not own anything. Rent everything from Amazon or whatever. Rent. Not buy. Rent. And they want us to eat bugs. This is their dream. This is Greta Thunberg's. This is her dream. She wants this for us.
Man, I got stuck behind a vehicle yesterday that I swear her license plate said for Greta. That was the license plate. And you know, it was a hybrid. So, for Greta.
And her trunk was partly open. It was full of gas canisters.
I didn't see that, but I could not help but roll my eyes that someone would buy a hybrid and then have the audacity, the arrogance, the self-righteousness to have a personalized license plate, which, by the way, costs more money than just using whatever New Hampshire language.
It's like $50 or something.
Sure, but there's also it wastes energy to get that personalized license plate.
It's always very ironic when I see liberty-loving people get the van plates. It's like, man, you just don't get it. I did see one really good one. It was Bitcoin, and that was all right. Okay, that's another $50 you could spend.
Just get a Bitcoin bumper sticker.
Especially if you're a promoter of it or whatnot. But anyways, back to cicadas.
Yes.
The ones that we grew up with, and actually we probably experienced the 17-year cicada.
Okay.
But the ones that we probably saw all over the pine trees was the 1 to 2 to 3 year.
Most likely.
Cicadas that are basically just coming out all the time. This brood, they call it Brood X or Brood 10, is supposedly going to be coming out real quick, very soon, and we might even get to see some here in New Hampshire.
NPR wants us to eat them.
All of these elites. You know how NPR talking down to you like
I don't.
Like they're better than you. Of course they want you and me to eat bugs. Because they want to save the planet like that.
I don't know that saving the planet is going to be achieved by eating bugs.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them. And they do have protein.
Sure. There's 2.5 billion different insect species on the planet.
And there are plenty of other countries that do it all the time, except there's one thing they're forgetting. Most of the people who eat bugs in third world countries are poor because they can't afford to eat cow. They're either eating bugs or they're eating their cats. So the fact that these elites want us to stoop to this level when there's delicious cows out there, I mean, and I don't even eat, and you know I'm a chicken rabbit guy. They are
sure.
If you want to get into meat, rabbits and chickens are the way to go as far as the consumption of the grain that they actually it takes to create a certain amount of meat. So basically, chickens is 2 pounds of grain to 1 pound of meat. That's a pretty good ratio.
Okay.
Rabbits is 1 pound of grain to, 4 pounds of grain to 1 pound of meat, which is, not that bad. A pig is like 40 pounds of grain to 1 pound of meat. That's a lot of food that they're eating. So yeah, I can see them really tearing up the, you know, the planet somewhat. It's not what they tell us. But anyways, in my research for cicadas, I found a guy who was taking the bodies, and we were talking about all over pine trees, and he was making sculptures out of them.
Oh.
Which are sick. They're sick. I'll have to show you one during the break.
Are you willing to eat bugs to save the planet? 603-283-6160. Let us know what you think. I, for one, am not eating any bugs. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's and Aria. And you can join us, 603-283-6160, if you're inclined to do that. 603-283-6160. And you know, Conan just reminded me that I have, in fact, eaten bugs before. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, riding your bike and accidentally swallowing a fly or whatever.
It's motorcycle. Well, yeah, you can get them on a bike, too. But you get whaled in the face with a Japanese beetle or something. You're going 60 miles an hour on your bike.
That's why sucks. I bought a convertible instead of a motorcycle. But yeah, the Pink Palace Museum that was, you know, it was the field trip that we went to every year at school. Sold these.
What is this place?
I don't know. It's just a museum.
Why is it called the Pink Palace?
I have no idea.
Is it only like very?
I was like six, man. I don't know. I have no idea why it was called the Pink Palace, but that's what it was called. Uh-huh. And they had a candy shop. And in this candy shop, they sold these cinnamon-flavored suckers that actually had the body of a cricket in it.
And why?
A novelty item, I guess. But, I mean, it was very popular among us because you were eating a cricket, but it didn't taste like a cricket. In fact, it just tasted like peanuts. Now, adult me wouldn't do that because I just have no desire to eat candy, first of all, but I'm not going to go out of my way to get candy that contains a cricket.
Now, all you kids decided to buy one of these suckers, or someone like dared you to do it, or everyone's just like, oh, look at that, let's try it. That looks good.
It was just pretty much what everyone did, yeah. Huh. Pretty much that.
Well, here's the thing. You said that was your only experience. Yes. Actually, if you've eaten anything,
sure,
it's a very good chance it's got some ground up bug in it. Lots of stuff, especially like flour. You know, and all, so basically every piece of bread you've ever eaten has probably been, has ground up stuff in it.
I've never intentionally eaten a cricket after those museum experiences, at least. So,
well, I mean
sure, Snickers supposedly has the highest concentration of bugs of any candy bar. I don't eat a lot of candy, but
I love Snicker bars. That's weird to hear.
Just about all candies contain some amount of bugs in them. I mean, I probably eat hundreds of bugs in the course of a week or a year, just walking around doing my thing. Well, little tiny imperceptible gnats that I swallow whole.
Well, you know? Hold off, because, you know, if the Build Back Better types get their way, that's all you're going to be eating. No more meat. You can eat some vegetables.
No.
You can eat some broccoli.
I'm going to eat chicken and fish.
There you go.
Those are about the only two meats that I really eat.
I'd eat fish all the time if I could.
Oh, yeah, I'd love fish. And eggs, but I consider that to technically be chickens, I guess.
Yeah, what came first?
Yeah.
The chicken or the egg, who knows?
But you have a list here. NPR wants us to eat bugs.
Well, this is actual, I think this particular site, I just pulled the first thing that Google told me to look at.
Sure.
It's by eatcricketster.com. I think they... according to some pictures and some thumbnails down the page, I think they actually process and make cricket flour. And basically, this is their attempt to entice the folks out there to maybe want to try it and maybe get on board with the Build Back Better lifestyle. But they have,
now, cricket flour is ground-up cricket?
Ground-up cricket, yeah.
Why do they call it flour? Is it used to...
Well, yeah, it's anything that's ground up and can be used in baking can be classified as a flour, I believe. And then you have different types. You have wheat flour and buckwheat. And
I thought it would be more like a meat.
Well, it has a lot of protein in it, that's for sure. And it definitely doesn't taste like flour, which is actually bitter until you cook it.
I wonder what. Hey, so you've tried it?
I have a bag of it, not because I thought this was a good idea, but my boss, who knows how I feel about this, about the Build Back Better types,
yeah,
those silly elites out there who want us all living in cubicles, she thought it'd be funny to buy me a bag of cricket flour.
It sounds like I would get along well with your boss.
I think we have the same boss, actually, from the stories I hear about yours. I think they're probably on the same level. And she stays in contact with him, makes sure that I go to bed on work nights and, you know,
yeah,
and sends me memes, the kind of memes that I like, that have cats in them or something. She's a duck lady, so I get a lot of duck pictures.
That sounds very similar to my relationship with my boss.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a good relationship. I like it. It's nice to have a boss that you don't want to strangle, and or every time you talk, it's like, oh, can you work Tuesday?
And then my boss and I are going to a concert in Kentucky from September 23rd to the 26th.
Ah, fraternization.
Oh, we've gone to concerts in the past, I mean, many times.
What's the company policy on that? Do what you do. Just make sure that everything gets done at work, and then you can do whatever.
Yeah. I mean, she's married. I have no interest in her in that regard. So, mm-hmm. I mean, fraternization, I don't know if that's even the right term, considering we're friends.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've gone to concerts together. It's never been an issue.
Good. Well, this is a list of 12 reasons why you should want to eat bugs. Number one, according to this article.
Yum, yum.
According to
crickets
this article,
for dinner.
Number one, they are delicious.
No, they are not.
They say they taste good, and they actually lay out some of the flavors. So crickets or cricket flour may remind you of nuts because of their nutty flavor. Red ants.
They do taste like peanuts. I will give them that.
So you do remember your... lollipop or whatever it was from back in the day.
Yes, the cricket definitively tasted like peanuts, to the extent that there were rumors going around that they were peanuts that had been molded into crickets.
Interesting.
But no, they were actual crickets.
But
it did taste just like peanuts. It did.
Well, I mean, it's going to be, basically, the way I see it, they're going to taste like anything that they eat. And it's the same with any wildlife. Your duck that eats fish is going to taste a lot different than a duck that eats only corn, you know, pellets or something. And that's where a lot of people, that's where they explain that certain wildlife has a gamey flavor that is kind of off-putting, because we've been spoiled, you know, eating all this livestock that's been basically eating corn their whole lives. And then all of a sudden you eat some venison, that's been eating, I don't know, berries and grass, and it's like, I don't like the taste of this. By the way, I do.
Sure.
I don't love it. I'd rather eat some nice beef or something, but it's not so off-putting that I want to throw the plate down. But yes, they taste like whatever they eat. And according to this article, red ants are creamy.
Red ants.
And they have a lemony sourness. I know this. I have eaten ants, and they do kind of, they're sour. And I'm like, why would you eat these?
Are we talking about those big red ants?
Mm-hmm. What are they called? They're not carpenter ants? No.
The huge ones that are like impossible to kill?
No. I forgot what those are called. Some people call them cow killers, which is stupid because they don't kill cows. But they do sting like a mother. They're a velvet ant. Called velvet ant. And yes, they are huge. They look
good,
like...
Good save, by the way.
They look like red wasps without wings, and they have like fluffy bottoms. And
yes.
They're pretty unique looking. They're pretty cool looking. They look kind of science. They look kind of techie.
They do. I wasn't aware that they stung, though. I don't think I've ever been stung by one.
I think only one of the genders stings. I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. I haven't seen one. Dude, this has been in New Hampshire almost a decade now. I don't remember anything from Florida except that there's a lot of bugs.
Yeah, I don't
and
see
it's hot. Oh, and love bugs.
I don't see a whole lot of ants here,
no.
Or any kind of insects for that matter.
Not at all.
Are you willing to eat an ant? 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know what you think, because apparently the elites want you to subsist off of bugs. It's Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS This Morning,
they do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role.
Fully vaccinated customers can leave their masks behind while shopping at certain stores. CVS Pharmacy and Target are the latest to change their store policies to allow fully vaccinated guests to go without a mask. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is pledging to share 20 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines produced by Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson with other countries. That comes amid pressure from other nations to do more to help the global pandemic response. Firefighters in Southern California working hard to put out two fires.
A brush fire in Topanga Canyon, California, gained strength Sunday as about 1,000 residents remained under mandatory evacuation orders. At least one water-dropping helicopter from Ventura County had been helping with the firefight. L.A. Fire Department says the dense vegetation is very dry and has not burned in 50-plus years. The Palisades fire has been deemed suspicious. Arson investigators identified one individual who was detained and released. Investigators then detained a second suspect and were questioning them Sunday evening. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks starting off the week in the red as the Dow loses 54 points to close at 34,327. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. That's 603-283-6160. And I don't know if people have been paying attention, but the union leader released an article today that accurately summarized the situation with Ian Freeman. As being the prosecutors and Ian's attorney are disagreeing over what the bail amount should be.
Right.
The latest was that the latest filing, I believe, was that the judge ordered that they come, that they have a hearing this week to settle that dispute. So it's hopeful that Ian is going to be released very soon. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to thecrypto6.com, because the FBI and several other government agencies, they raided the studio. And, you know, I said initially that they were clearly trying not to take Free Talk Live off the air.
That's, oh, really? That's not how it really feels to me.
It's complicated, right? I mean, I was right. They took in a drone through this window, but they didn't damage any of this equipment, and all they ultimately did was unplug some stuff. But I was wrong. They were trying to not shut down the LRN studio. Their actions as of late make it pretty clear that they're targeting Free Talk Live.
Really?
And its hosts.
So that's...
Yes.
So how do you... Because I've always suspected that, but what is your proof?
If you look on Court Listener for the latest filings for Ian Freeman, you'll see that he's being denied contact with Mark Edgington,
yep,
as well as Melanie, as well as myself.
Hampton?
Nobody. Michael Hampton, who does a lot of the back-end stuff for the website and the automation program and stuff like that. I mean, it's pretty extensive, and it's half of the people listed there are closely affiliated with Free Talk Live doing this radio show and only this radio show. There's no other involvement with anything.
Yeah. I think I'm like the only one not on that list.
So they're not targeting the LRN studio because that would be too obvious. Instead, they're targeting Free Talk Live and our ability to actually continue the show. So we're running around frantically because among the terms, Ian's going to be under house arrest, which means he's going to be here all the time, which means I can't come to the LRN studio to broadcast Free Talk Live. So now we're scrambling to turn my music studio into a broadcast studio, which is relatively straightforward, but it's not cheap, and
what,
it takes
what about
time.
The other? What about Melanie? What about Hampton?
Well, Hampton doesn't host the show anymore, so...
Okay, I didn't realize, but Melanie, yeah, very obviously does.
Yes, so I don't know, maybe she'll just have to start coming to my place to do the show on her nights. I don't know, man. There's so much in the air right now, and it's not easy. We will do an episode every single day, no matter what. But where that's going to be broadcast from right now is up in the air. Mark has been broadcasting from an unspecified location, mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday. He's having technical difficulties, though, but it's Mark. I don't expect to have those issues broadcasting from my studio.
Right.
But he has been having issues, which requires Captain to be in the studio, so that's not an ideal solution. Check out thecrypto6.com if you want to find out exactly what's going on. There's a lot of information there, or a lot of it can't even be talked about. So just go to Court Listener or Pacer or whatever you use and look up the case number. I'm not going to read that out loud on the air, but I mean, it's huge. It's six co-defendants, and it's all about cryptocurrency, and it's going to affect cryptocurrency for years to come. So check it out, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Nick calling. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, everybody. We all ready to eat some delicious scorpion like I did, you know?
Where did you eat these at?
Well, my dad's girlfriend had gotten me this kind of like candy that was an encased scorpion. And let me tell you, it tasted like dried wallpaper that was slightly salty. It was not delicious, and it was really weird. But, I mean, you know, that's what Bill Gates wants you to eat, you know. I mean, it sounds like such a great future that we're going to be heading towards.
Well, it's only to save the planet, Nick. That's the reason why.
Yeah,
right?
You know, because we're the freedom-loving people, you know, and every time you love freedom, we go out and we enjoy things, other people get upset with that, you know. People that are really unhappy that get pies in the face, like Bill Gates. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why he's doing what he's doing, because, you know, he's been bullied. I've been bullied, too, you know. I'm a nerd, but, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't go out anymore after that pie in the face. But
hold on.
But yeah, it really does. It really does seem like he was bullied, and now it's turnabout. He's taking it back to the people that he despises, us little people, and he's basically picking on us.
Hold on though, what pie in the face?
I don't even remember what it was for, but it was like 10 years ago. I don't remember what the argument was, but he walked out of a building, and someone was there with a pie and got him good. Pie all over the place, and then he never went out again.
I'm okay with that. It's not nice, but a pie in the face isn't going to do anyone any sort of damage or anything like that. It's just going to inconvenience them. So if you have a grievance to settle with someone, I think a pie in the face is probably a pretty innocuous and minor way to settle that.
Yeah, it's better than a rock through the head or something, or you know, or getting shot. But I think it might have been tech related. You know, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, they rip things off and rechristen them as their own. So it was probably another tech guy who was upset that some of his software or something got stolen and repurposed. Nick, are you familiar with the reasoning for that?
Well, I definitely think that you're probably right about that, but I've seen a lot of people have speculated about it, but I haven't really gotten a straightforward answer, yeah. Although it might have something to do with the fact that Linux is a much better operating system in every single way, shape, and form that doesn't hide things away from you and doesn't spy on you, and you know.
Yeah, I've always wanted to play around with Linux. I never have because I I'm doing other things like gardening. But I want to start. I want to start a diaspora pod for my family and other disaffected conservatives, because I have a lot of them in my family. And I found out I can't do it without Linux, because there is no Windows option.
I've used Linux in the past, but I'm a gamer, so I'm sort of restricted to Windows as an operating system.
Yeah, agreed. I'll have to have Windows on one computer, but on my server, it's got to be Linux or some, because that's your only option if you want to do the diaspora.
Nick, thank you so much for the call tonight. The Microsoft is frustrating me, especially Windows, because the PC we use here to do the show is running Windows 10, and I have disabled the Windows update process at least four times, and it keeps re-enabling itself, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be a violation of Microsoft's terms somewhere, or some sort of legal violation. I don't know why it's doing that. I've never encountered that.
I have the same problem with mining software. Sometimes some of these programs, Windows sees them as a Trojan.
Right.
And I will go through all the steps, and I'm like, no, I have allowed this program. Please stop eliminating it and sending it to the stinking quarantine folder. I've told you specifically that this is an okay program, and 7 days later, a week later, it just decides to, it's usually after an update, by the way, it just decides, we don't like this guy, quarantine. Except, and I don't find out until 12 hours later. I could have been mining, and I'm at work, and it happens, whenever Windows decides to, update itself. Very aggravating.
Windows update is the absolute worst. I did IT for 10 years, and nothing caused me as many headaches or problems as Windows Update, because it breaks way more things than it fixes. Because they can't possibly test for all of these printers, all
graphics
of these environments,
cards, all the time. Yes. It's like a new update, your old driver doesn't work anymore for whatever reason. So you got to usually go back.
Dude, Windows on my old computer, the one that I had when I moved up here that I trashed years ago. The driver situation for it, because of Windows updates and drivers updates and swapping out driver cards, it was so screwed up that I could no longer update or remove the drivers. The only option was to completely reformat the operating system, because Windows had just screwed it up to that extent, because it didn't know what was going on.
Ah, the good old days. Used to be hard, by the way, guys. You millennials out there, you just buy a computer and you never have to do anything special to it.
It did used to be hard, but now we have, just NVIDIA and AMD as the manufacturers.
Yep.
603-283-6160. We're going to talk more about reasons that you should eat bugs, reasons the elites want you to eat bugs.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Free Talk Live. Arya had to step out for a second. Seems there's a cop out there. Not sure what they're after, but...
Something about paintball guns. I heard him.
Do we have paintball guns here?
No, but I mean, people egged our house, and I didn't see them going around knocking on each door in the neighborhood, but whatever. That was weeks ago.
I didn't hear anything hitting the sides of the walls or anything in the past 20 minutes, so very, very interesting that they would come pick on us. But, all right, bugs. Oh, and by the way, guys, the call-in number is 603-283-6160. You were trying to... We were talking about bugs in the last segment.
Who are you talking to?
You came in and you're like, I'm talking to you.
I know, but you didn't introduce me.
Oh, my name is Conan.
And this is Bonnie.
Oh, so this is our first time on the show together.
Yep.
Even though you're walking around always cleaning things and coming in, sticking your head in the door and giving little snippets. Like, for example, what do you mean we don't have ants here? I saw ants all day.
Yeah, I was killing ants all day with a mop today at my job.
Well, believe it or not, we're in New Hampshire. There are bugs. There are ants. But compared to what Arya and I experienced growing up, I in Florida, Arya in Mississippi? Alabama.
No, you were right the first time.
Was I? Mississippi. Okay. The bugs are everywhere. And there's different types, and they have a swarm attack, and they get in your car and your radiator. There's a thing in Florida, I don't know if you had them, they're called love bugs. Are you familiar?
Love bugs? No.
Love bugs. Supposedly, the urban myth is they were actually spliced together in University of Florida, which is in Gainesville, where I grew up. That's the myth. I don't know that this is real. And the reasoning is they basically mate. And they fly around. They basically mate butt to butt, abdomen to bat, and they can fly stuck to each other.
Ew.
And they're flying around, and they taste really nasty, so nothing eats them. The birds don't eat them. The frogs don't eat them. Nothing. So there's basically a love bug season where you're driving, and your whole car will be plastered with these dead love bugs, and they have a sticky gooey blood that just basically sticks to everything and actually ruins the paint because there's like an acid in their blood or something. It's a real straight alien xenomorph type of a thing where it's the last thing in the world you want is to be driving around during club bug season, which is quite extensive. It's like at least 2 months.
What about June bugs? Do y'all know what June bugs are?
Not a clue.
Well, let me interrupt for a second to explain to Bunny, who's probably quite nervous right now, and the listeners who are probably quite confused.
Paintball gun, what's up?
Yeah, so suddenly there was a cop knocking at the door, and I was like, okay, let me...
Which is not a good thing in our current situation. It's not...
I didn't yell at him this time, so...
Where's my boyfriend? You locked my boyfriend up!
Well, what did you do that previously?
Well, like a day after the raid, 2 days after the raid, maybe like a week after the raid, a cop came to knock on my door to follow up with me about a report I left with him, and I just didn't know why he was there because I forgot I did that. So I was just like, Matt, there's a cop here. Get the F away from me. Leave me alone. And I don't know why I was doing it. It was just like a reaction.
In your boots, in your situation, I think that I would have been doing the same thing.
I don't really care, though. Like, I'm not really sorry.
Well,
in light of the recent vandalism here at the studio of people scattering trash along the yard and, you know, stealing the peace sign and throwing eggs at vehicles, I didn't know what to expect. But evidently someone is driving around Keene with a paintball gun in a red Civic, and they're randomly shooting cars with paintballs, apparently.
So why are they bothering us?
Because they drove by and there were cars, I guess. It doesn't seem to be targeted at us on this particular occasion.
What is your convertible? What is that?
It's an Eclipse.
So nothing. Does it look anything like a red Civic?
Well, I was here doing a show, and I wouldn't shoot my friend's car with paintball guns anyway.
Right.
Did they go knock on everyone else's doors when when Matt reported the eggs? I don't think so.
I don't know, but I mean, it was a courtesy of Keene PD to let us know, hey, someone shot your car with paintballs. You might want to clean it off.
Wait, whose car did they shoot?
They shot Roaches, and I don't remember her radio name.
Recently?
Khaleesi, wow.
Yeah, apparently it's sometime in the last hour or so.
Holy crap.
That's crazy. When I was driving home like 30 minutes ago, I saw cops at like this house and a bunch of old people outside with their arms crossed. Maybe they were like reporting it. I don't know. But yeah, it's Khaleesi. That's her name. And she's going to be really upset. She loves her car.
But apparently, someone's just driving around shooting cars with paintball guns, and Keene PD is going around looking for paint on cars and stopping and letting people know, which is innocuous of them.
You guys ever been shot with a paintball gun?
Oh, yeah. I love paintball.
Heck
me?
No.
Never. Pellet gun? Yes. No, or not pellet gun.
I think
gun.
You and I had this
BB
conversation
gun.
A long time ago.
I don't think so. But yeah, I've been hit with BB guns, because that's what we did back in the early 80s, because we were dumb kids and...
I've been hit with a BB gun.
Yeah, there was rules. You're only supposed to pump it like two or three times. None of this 10 pumps, because that would that would really do damage.
I shot my own finger with a BB gun, but no bullet, just to see what would happen, because I was like 8. I don't know why I did it. And literally immediately it was like, I couldn't even like make a noise. It was so much pain. I was like, why did I do that in my own backyard all alone? I have no idea why.
I got shot in my ear. And it was extremely painful.
Like the earlobe or right into your ear?
The earlobe, that little
dangly part.
Yeah, that got shot. Man, that was a terrible place to get shot. But it could have been worse. I grew up with the kid who had
lost your eye.
Who had one stuck in his eye.
just like the movie with Christmas Story or whatever it was. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
And the doctors wouldn't remove it because, I mean, obviously it would risk more damage to his eye.
Oh, God. Anything with eyes. I'd rather talk about bugs than BBs in my eye.
Was it in his eyeball?
No, it was just in the eye socket. Sort of under his...
Is it still there? They finally got it out.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in like 15 years.
Oh, maybe God. His skin like has rejected it by now.
Maybe.
That happens.
Well, June bugs are little beetles, and they're like green and purple. Like they're iridescent, and they just fly all around your garage, and they're just annoying. They don't sting or anything. But in June, obviously, or like May, they like swarm, at least in Texas and like Tennessee.
Now, there is something similar, which you just described. It's called a Japanese beetle. They're a nuisance. They basically they swarm my apple trees. And when I say swarm, I mean like, you know, you can almost breathe them in. But these are big monster beetles, and they go up there and they mate and they do their thing. And I go through systematically squishing them all.
Do they eat the apples?
No, they eat the they just are a nuisance. What do they eat? I don't even know. But basically, but there's a trap. It's called, it's a Japanese beetle trap, and it basically has a fragrance that they really like, and people sometimes get these and hang them up on a tree. Don't do that. Because all you're good, here's what you do.
You attract
every beetle in the whole neighborhood, and they want to come to your house. Now, maybe, I guess if you put it way out in the woods somewhere, that might make sense. But, my neighbors, if you're listening, which you're not, don't set up a stupid Japanese beetle across from my fence. Because that's retarded.
I find citronella fuel, tiki torches, to be a really great way of keeping bugs away.
Yep.
I have several of them, you know, just around my back porches. So if I want to go out there at night, I just light one and the bugs leave me alone. The mosquitoes are kind of bad here, or not really, because I'm from Mississippi where the mosquitoes are actually legitimately bad,
right?
Because it's a swamp. But this is technically a swamp, too, and there are mosquitoes, but they're nowhere. Like, you'll get stung once a night.
The mosquitoes don't bother me at all. In fact, I saw my first mosquito today. It's the black flies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You better believe it. The venom is potent. I wake up the next day bruised from these bites. It's just the weirdest thing. They have a season. It's right now.
I don't think I've ever been bitten or stung by a black fly.
Well, maybe your citronel candles are working. I don't know that citronella.
I haven't lit any this year.
I don't know that citronella even works. I think it's a myth. I don't think they work. I'm researching currently.
It can't be a myth. When we played at Forkfest, I mean, we had torches, we had lights shining on us, we had all sorts of LED stuff going on, yep. And I didn't get bitten or stung by a single bug as we were standing up
there.
Well,
someone with tastier blood was probably attracting all the mosquitoes to them or her or whatever, and you were just lucky. I'm trying I've been working on concoctions for years trying to figure out what works. Right now I just ordered some eucalyptus lemon eucalyptus oil, which is supposedly, according to the FDA, and how can we even, you know, can we even trust those nimrods?
Sure.
But according to them, it's the only natural occurring substance that will deter mosquitoes. And hopefully black flies as well. So it's probably in my mailbox right now. I'm going to find out whether this stuff works, because you know what? I can't handle these black flies. These are maddening.
I heard that Vicks Vapor Rub does that, but like I put it on my legs last year in Texas. I guess it was pretty bad at that time, and
yep.
It didn't work, but it did sting where I had bites, so don't do that.
I imagine it would sting.
If you know the secret concoction to solving my bug problem, please call in and tell me. I'll listen. Ari will listen. Bonnie will listen. But what kind of bugs freak you out? What kind of BBs and eyes freak you out to no end? Call in. Tell us your thoughts. 603-28.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.